told Mike when he gets back to the office. A 2-hour lunch break? You've got to be kidding me.
Hello, this is Lynn speaking. Hello? Hello, this is Lynn.
I've got your coworker, Mike. If you ever want to see him alive again, you better listen up.
What? Okay.
You have 1 hour to prepare $1,000 ransom. I will contact you with further instructions.
$1,000? Are you out of your mind? I don't even have money to buy lunch today. Who's gonna kidnap Mike? It must be a mistake. Or someone is playing a prank on me. Must be the case. You know what? Just keep him. I'm better off without him. Bye.
Okay, it's up to you. But know this. Mike is only allowed to make one call, and he chose you. His blood will be on your hands.
But what if it's real? If Mike got killed because I refused to help, how could I ever look his parents straight in the eye? Wait. How do I know you're telling the truth? I want to see proof.
Now, look at your computer.
Mike!
Yonglin saved me! They've got me in this dark room and I haven't eaten in like 8 hours! I'll do anything. I'll do your work for a week. I'll do your work for like 3 days. Just save me.
What?
Now listen carefully. 1 hour. $1,000. If you call the police or tell anybody, you can plan on collecting Mike's personal effects.
Wait. Let's talk about this. There's no way I can get $1,000 in an hour. My checking account is already overdrawn. How about a 50% discount? No? Oh gosh, you're such a good bargainer. That's it. Okay. I'll give you $500. Plus, you can keep Mike's iPhone. That is my final offer. Take it or leave it.
Deal. You drive a hard bargain. Honestly, I think you're in the wrong line of business, honey. Forget about hosting an English teaching show. You should consider a career in sales. But remember, don't tell anybody. Otherwise, you'll never see Mike again.
For that, Louis, I need to tell you something, but you have to swear not to tell anybody else.
Of course, my lips are sealed. What is it?
It's Mike. He's been kidnapped. It sounds really real, but I don't know who did it. We need $500 as soon as possible. Otherwise, he will be.
We have to rescue Mike. Here.
Wow. Oh, I think that's too much. All right, 500 is enough.
It's okay. Keep it as a tip.
You sure?
Of course.
Okay.
You got the money?
Yes.
Now listen carefully.
Put the money in a brown paper bag. Go to the garden in front of the American Indian Museum.
You have 10 minutes. And remember, Mike's life is on the line. Don't play any tricks.
Hello?
I see you got the new phone.
Good. Now throw away your old phone.
And go to the pool in front of the Capitol.
Capitol pool?
You have 5 minutes.
Hello? Hello? Go straight and pass 2 traffic lights.
turn right at the first brown building. Go to room 4493. But that's our office building.
My kidnapping was a hoax. We just needed to get you out of the building so we could decorate.
Hey, girl, I can't believe you actually fell for them.
Happy birthday!
Where is my money? Just kidding.
Happy birthday!
Oh, thank you so much! This is so sweet. I cannot believe you actually made me throw away my cell phone.
Better off.
情况更好。
I think you'd be better off if you went back to school to finish your college degree.
我觉得你回去把大学学位读完对你更有利。
Personal effects.
随身物品，私人物品。
Make sure you have all your personal effects when you leave the auditorium.
离开会场的时候，请确保带好私人物品。
In the wrong line of business.
入错了行。
I think you are in the wrong line of business. With your expertise, you should consider a job in law.
我觉得你入错了行，根据你的专长，你该在法律界找个工作。
Lips are sealed.
我保密。
Don't worry, you can tell me anything. My lips are sealed.
没事，你什么都可以告诉我，我一定会保密的。